all your school rugby all in one place. This is Next Gen 50.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Next Gen 15 podcast. We are here at Rossin Park FC, home of the Rossin Park National School Sevens. And there are some announcements, even on that name, that we're going to be making over the course of today. But there's some bits to take care of, which is that you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and all sorts of other places. And you can get in touch with us on social media on @NextGenXV. And alongside me, well, we've got the tournament director, Andy Higgins, and a bit of a tournament legend in Joe Burns. And Higgy, before we get into it all, Rossin Park National School Sevens, @RPNS7s. That's what everyone's got to be following across social media, right?
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks out, or just under. Can't wait to get started, and I think interest is picking up. And yeah, just follow us online and follow us all on the social media, and we cannot wait to see you.
And Burnsy, where are they finding you?
Where are they finding me? @BurnsyDrama. And in the commentary box. So, I mean, is that what you meant?
Burnsy, we'll take you wherever we can find you. Burnsy Drama and in the commentary box. And in the commentary box all week, which is going to be great.
In the commentary box all week. Pitches RE1 and RE2. Getting the full Next Gen treatment. I'm going to be up there with Dave Rogers as well. And we're going to be pulling up a whole host of guests throughout the week, because as everyone knows, all the great and the good from the world of rugby can be found in the last week of March at the Rossin Park National School Sevens.
Well, and a little bit of breaking news on the stars that are going to be attending. Actually, I got a message literally in the last couple of hours from Limitless, one of the big partners at Rossin Park National School Sevens, which is that Alex Dombrandt, the Harlequins and England man, is going to be coming along. I'm sure you'll get him on a mic. In fact, I wouldn't put it past you not to let him not get on a mic.
Close personal friend, actually. I commentated on him when he was at university. So, yeah, before he was Alex Dombrandt, Quins in England. So, couldn't think of a more appropriate bloke to have cruising around, because, well, he's a fine example. Like, one second you're playing schools or university, the next you're pulling on the white jersey of England. So, it's kind of, that's what the journey's all about, isn't it? This is where it all starts.
It certainly is. And of course, he was a superstar in his John Fisher days. And John Fisher, one of those great schools of the Sevens. We're going to get into all that kind of stuff, because first of all, we've got a big announcement that's been going out all across everything to do with the Rossin Park National School Sevens. And that is that, I'm calling it the wrong thing. Howden Rossin Park National School Sevens.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Obviously, HSBC did a great service to us, an 11-year relationship, and now Howden's stepping in as title partner, sort of working alongside their sponsorship with the British Lions. So just fantastic that we can now announce that and really working with them over the next 4 years.
4 years, that's a really, I mean, that time frame is just so good for the tournament in terms of the solidity, but also being able to build a sort of a big partnership with them that kind of you can do some cool things with.
Yeah, I think they're very proactive. They're very keen to support all our initiatives, such as today, and really get behind it in every way that they can. They've got some ideas themselves. I guess we're pretty close to the tournament now, but essentially over the 4 year period, I think we're going to see lots of exciting developments.
I hope one of those ideas is that they want to take everyone who works on the Rossin Park National School Sevens to the British and Irish Lions tour, right?
That hasn't been mentioned yet, but I'm sure if we pull this one off, we'll get the invite.
It's been mentioned now, that's for sure. Burnsy and I are ready and waiting as soon as required. Burnsy, I mean, it's great to have a title partner along. I mean, you know, HSBC did a great job, but it's awesome to have Howden along now.
Yeah, I think these kinds of companies that sponsor these events are absolutely key. Like, a lot of their hard work and their money as well, they go in behind the scenes to make the tournament what it is. And particularly with Howden's being the Lions sponsor, I think that's like a pretty cool tie-up. And you got to think that there's going to be personnel in the Lions squad where are they going? They're going to Australia?
Australia. Yeah, Australia.
Where they're going to Australia, who, having all likelihood, been at the National School Sevens in the last few years. Like, you look at someone like Christians or Daft Jenkins. Daft Jenkins.
Lions tour was out. With
but I mean, but like yeah, recent, yeah. like yeah, recent yeah. ones yeah, yeah. as well. You know, so you know, I think you know. Well, hopefully, the partnership is a lengthy one, and you could have boys and girls who've played in the Howden School Sevens, and then in a few years' time, they've got Howdens emblazoned across their chest playing for the Lions. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's the thing to think of, isn't it? It's almost New Zealand in 4 years' time, where there's going to be guys that played on this couple of weeks coming at the Howden Austin Park National School Sevens who perform in front of all that advertising for Howdens here, and then in 4 years' time in New Zealand, we're going, wow, like we've followed the journey of these guys all under that same brand. I mean, it's just cool storylines.
Almost
there,
a given that that's going to happen as well. You know, it's statistically, we'll see someone who's played in Roslyn Park in that next Lions tour.
Maybe even some Kiwi boys, because we had Kiwi school last year, didn't we?
We did,
a lot of international flavour.
Yeah. I mean, what have we got this year? We've got a great Canadian side, we've got a lot of international interest this year. However, we won't see a Kiwi lad, any lads or lasses playing this year.
A reduction in tournament mullets, you tell me?
I think the mullet's here to stay, if I'm honest.
They came and they conquered on that front, I think.
Yeah. Distant memories for both you two.
This is an audio format, Bonesy, come on now.
They can Google you.
But it's been a bit of a project of yours as tournament director, I think, is increasing that international appeal, isn't it? And you know, we've had the success of Jess from Dubai. Was it under 14 level? They got to the final, and then I think, was it last year's final or something? One of their lads who'd moved on to a different school, I think he joined Harrow, and he actually played in the final for Harrow. Like, all these cool stories from guys moving.
I think it just adds to the tournament, to the flavour of the tournament. It makes just a sort of a international spectacle. We found out that they were watching in bars in across the UAE and in sort of in schools watching Jess and the other teams from there. So it's just amazing to have that. Picks up a lot of interest for the tournament, but also I think it's great for the kids, obviously travelling here to the event, but also the UK based schools playing against them.
And so the three of us are here today, not just because we fancy chewing the fat, but also because we're all down here at the clubhouse, where, by the way, I've been checking out the honours board at the back, where all the previous winners are all labelled up, and that's always a cool thing to see. But we're here because Ready for Rosslyn is taking part. You've had five events all around the country, you've got more coming up, but today's the one at the home of the Sevens. Four different schools have been out there on the field, a partnership between yourselves and UR7s. Feels as though it's heightened the anticipation for the tournament. It's a sort of real sort of building from the ground up.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, this is the first year we've trialled this sort of activation. It's so great working with UR7s. They've been brilliant, and they'll be at the event as well, offering their skills of coaching at the tournament. So it's been fantastic working with them. And the concept was to sort of offer a free coaching clinic around the country, very sort of different parts of the UK, and just do a free service, getting them, piquing them, their interest ahead of the tournament. I think we've done that. I think there's a lot more to come in future years, but it's been very successful, and today's been great as well to witness.
It's been absolutely awesome, and having guys like Tom Mitchell out there, you know, there's a couple of players out there that have not really picked up a rugby ball that many times before, and got like the ultimate Sevens legend guiding you through it. I mean, it's just so cool, and the excitement would have been awesome out there.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of these boys and girls are too young to remember Tom Mitchell winning an Olympic silver medal at Rio. but I assure you that he did. But I mean, you know, that's the kind of quality that the Ready for Austin program's been offering up. I know they're due to go to Scotland, and they're looking at getting Robbie Ferguson, Ross McCann, who've just come back from LA, having picked up a silver medal on the World Series. Like Ross McCann was in the Scotland Six Nations squad before that. So, I mean, you know, if you're up those ways, you've got to sign up, because you're going to be getting coaching from the very best and some legends who've been there and they've done it. And now they're giving back, which is pretty cool.
It's really cool. I very nearly, I I called Higgy last night in a sort of what can I do to add a bit of value today. And my first idea was, well, I could put some boots on and get put through my paces, and we can track that. I'm so glad I didn't.
There's still time. There's a speed test out there if you fancy
it. I think the speed test is last on my list of things to try out. No one wants to see me pull both hamstrings in one go, but it has been really very special to sort of witness. And one of the really interesting aspects is what's going on right now. We've got two girls' age groups from Newman College there, under 16s and under 14s, and actually speaking to Phil Ward, their head of rugby there, earlier on, he was talking about how they really do, particularly in that under 14s group, have loads of girls who haven't touched a rugby ball before, and yet they're signed up and they've got a team in every age group coming. And it just shows you sort of the level of growing interest in girls' rugby and the efforts that you guys have made to expand the girls' tournament across the age groups at the Sevens.
What is it, more girls' teams than ever, Higgy?
Yeah, we've gone up 21% from last year, which is great. It's actually incredible. We set out to be as kind of a leader in the sport, to try and not sort of just be reactive, but be very proactive and try and recruit and set programmes, such as today, and set programmes for female participation. We understand that there's some challenges, so, you know, traditionally the squad sizes are a little bit smaller, and when injuries come, it can be harder to field squads, but we want to say a massive thank you to all the females that have signed up, and we hope to keep promoting it and growing the game.
It seems to be going massively well. I was lucky enough in the downpour last year, while you and Dave were braving the elements to bring some great commentary to us. But I was lucky enough, while the boys' final between Brighton and Harrow was going on, the girls' final had just finished, and I was in the marquee watching through the glass panelling to keep myself dry. All the girls came storming into that marquee, you know, drying off, but they were going mad. And it's one of the great aspects of girls' rugby, I think, is there's a joy there that doesn't translate the same to the boys' game. The boys, it's different. There's enjoyment, for sure. Of course there is. That's kind of what it's all about. But it's not this, like, outpouring of joy. The girls just, like, love it. Yeah. It's so cool to see.
It's great. I think you're right. The enthusiasm, I think, I don't know if that's because these competitions didn't exist before, but I agree, it's just great to see.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. And I love that now the under 18s tournaments are sort of mirrored, so it really does feel like it's, you know, despite all the challenges of numbers and etc., you actually have these completely mirrored tournaments. It feels really special when you get to watch that, and hopefully, long may it continue. Hopefully, we're going to get some cool female voices on the mics as well, because we've got Amy Wilson Hardy, former,
she's not going to be happy that you've retired her.
Former Wasp, now with Ealing Trailfinders.
Nice save. Yeah. Still GB7.
And GB7 superstar, being out in LA this week. Hopefully, coming down to see some stuff on the mic as well, because it's such a huge expanse for the game and for the tournament. But the excitement levels are just ramping up. We're getting messages all the time from people, you know, which pitches are live, which pitches are we doing this on, which pitches is that happening on, do you know if so and so is coming as a sponsor, like, do you guys, I mean Burnsy actually, do you go, because you're not sort of always in that school game, do you get that sense of anticipation as the time moves towards it?
Mate, genuinely, it's one of the best weeks of the year. And I'm not just saying that because I commentate it every year, but myself and Dave, who have commentated together on RE1 for quite a few years now, we look forward to it so much. And you're talking about joy. And I think there's just a real feeling of optimism around the game everywhere that you go, from parents to coaches to all the kids, that excitement of being on the stream as well. The prospect of one of your big moments being clipped up and ending up on Rugby Pass. I think, like, it's a carnival of rugby sevens across the age groups. And I was a teacher for 6 years as well. And when we used to take our boys down, age under 13, under 11, they were buzzing, largely because they'd overindulged at the pick and mix. But yeah, the rugby's important, the rugby's awesome, and when you get to the finals, like, that's big game sport.
Yeah.
But just the general
unbelievable quality as well, isn't it? The standard is
so
just,
good. I mean, like, you know, it's, the weather probably played against it a little bit.
But even in that weather, yeah, there's still some very, very good rugby.
But like some big moments, like I mentioned Rugby Pass, like they, some of their biggest engagement last year were clips from the school sevens. Yeah. Like they were eclipsing videos of the All Blacks, yeah, who'd been like playing test matches like in the run up to the World Cup. So it's mad how much everybody loves it. And you spoke about joy. There's no professionalism. It's just mates playing with mates, for mates, and playing for the crest on their jersey. And I think that's special. And I think it's something that no one else can replicate, really, around the UK.
They certainly can't. And I mean, talk to me about that final last year. You know, the it was dark. It was wet. You couldn't make out one team from the other because just the
mate, we're trying to sell the tournament here, man.
But it was... it was the most intense drama, and honestly, and I've listened back to or watched it back, but listened to you and Dave talking through it in that final, and the sense of drama and the sense of this is the culmination of a week just sort of burst through it. Like that was just, for all the weather faults of it, it was the most spectacular ending to a week that I can remember for ages.
Yeah, I think like you've used the word culmination there. You only get two opportunities to win Rossin Park National School Sevens as an under 18, really. Like you make the team the year before and then you got your last year and that's it. And yeah, Higgy, you played professionally, you kind of get unlimited goes with different teams until you retire, whereas at the school sevens you've only got those 2 years to win it with your mates, and that's the last time you and your mates are going to be together to get to win it together. And I think that word culmination is exactly right, because it's not just the culmination of the week's rugby, it's the culmination of the rugby journey of a lot of these boys and girls' lives. And you, it's palpable when they get out there, it's palpable in the way that the crowd engages with it, with people on the stream engage with it. I mean, ideally, I'd be able to see the numbers on the backs of the players' jerseys. But, you know, as you said, you could cut it with a knife, and again, unique to the tournament.
It certainly is, certainly is. I mean, that's an obvious highlight, but it's worth sort of us thinking about some highlights of tournaments gone by. I mean, one for me definitely was Cameron Redpath on one leg, basically. Winning the final for Sedbergh in, I mean, 2 months later, I think Eddie Jones is on the phone to him trying to get him to fly out with England. He's about to start for Scotland this weekend, I suspect. But that was just spectacular, and just show you, the quality of player that comes through this tournament, but also of the sort of standard that is set, that those are the moments you get. It's just spectacular at times.
Unfortunately, a lot of my time is spent working on other details, not watching rugby, making sure everyone gets through safely throughout the week. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You could literally spend all day listing off the players that have been through the tournament, have lit up the tournament, and I guess we know that's going to happen again this year. So it's very special. It's a very, very special week, and I'm very proud to be in my position of tournament director.
It's an awesome week, and it's an awesome responsibility, but it's a very cool role. Bersey, any highlights for you?
Highlights? God.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, go on.
Highlights in the commentary box. Who have you had alongside you that you've gone, this is cool?
Yeah.
Who have I had in the commentary box? Topsy Ojo. Last year, he came up for one game, and he ended up staying for four or five. I must have been excellent company. he's obviously a big dog on TV these days, but like that's quite an illustration of people are really willing to give their time. Topsy, we have Sam Warburton up Wolves there as well.
He'll be back again this year with SW7.
Has Michael Liner been up there before?
I'm sure he must have done one with Michael Liner.
I think, mate, we had some kids as well last year.
They were fantastic.
As well, we had some of the players from the schools come up, and they did a sterling job, actually. They were great company.
And you're planning to do that again, right?
Yep, definitely. If I say this with trepidation because, you know, don't want to do myself out of a job long term. But, you know, if you've got some aspirations, you think you've got a big game on the mic, then come to the Tower on RE1 and stake your claim, put your case in, and maybe we'll let you up and give you a half and see how you go. Because, you know, ultimately, it's the tournament for the kids, and we want to give the kids the voice. So we're not averse to that. So if you're listening, come and find me or D-Rog or Angus on RE2, and we'll see if we can carve out an opportunity for you.
And same goes for anyone that's played in the last couple of years and is down to watch. You know, get yourselves along, and we'd love to chat to you, because, you know, those memories are what this whole week is about. It's about the fact that you get to go and experience it, and then you can get to talk about it for the rest of your life. I will always remember my first 2 weeks at uni. I spent, I reckon, every conversation, once you got rid of what school did you go to, what did you do for A-levels, blah, 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 it was, did you play at Rostin Park Sevens? Because it was just an easy conversation for everyone to have, but also because it's that significant that it's number three on your list of ways to connect with a new person you've just met.
I think I remember one of my highlights from last year is doing 5 burritos in 5 days. I felt was like quite...
5 burritos in 1 day.
Quite a feat, actually. I was dedicated... Yeah, I mean, it was easy, if I'm being honest, but, you know, nice to tick that off.
Yeah. I feel a challenge coming on. Are the burritos coming back this year?
They're coming back, and they are sensational.
Feels like 2 a day could be in the offing this year. We might be able to push it.
I don't think my waistband can handle that. All the tower to commentate off. I'll tell you what, Angus, I've got a question for you. You see schoolboy rugby, schoolgirl rugby up and down the country. Who are the runners and the riders? Who do you like the look of coming into the tournament?
Oh, it's a good question. There's, I mean, you've got your classics, you've got your Millfields, you've got your Sedbers, but I like the look of Ipswich School. They've had the best season they've ever had this year. They won a couple of tournaments early on. They hosted their own Sevens tournament on Friday of last week, as we record now. Got stung a little bit in the first game, but still got themselves to within a couple of points, that points difference it was, of making the final there. So they're a team to keep an eye on. On the girls' side, can you look any further than Hartbury College? Utter domination, but I want to keep an eye on Newman College as well. They're a real steady outfit. They did really well last year. They've got this program that's at 14s, 16s, 18s. They're trying to build something. And chatting to them earlier, they've previously had a lot of people come in for sixth form. Now they're starting to have people come through 14s, 16s into 18s. So I'm quite excited by them. And then, you know,
what do you think with Harrods? Can they recapture can they go back to back, can they
build on the 16s and all the rest of it? You know, they've got some unbelievable players, absolutely unbelievable players. I know they've got a busy schedule. They're in with an attempt to try and make history. So for those that don't know, Harrow, they won the Daily Mail Trophy in 15-a-side. They're in the Schools Cup final in 15-a-side. And they're the current Rossin Park National School Sevens holders. If they could complete all of those things in the same season, let alone calendar year, they're onto something unbelievable. I mean, worldly historic. Let's go and tell everyone in New Zealand, South Africa, that Harrow are the cream of the crop, because that is otherworldly levels of schoolboy achievement. But as we've seen, this tournament gives nothing easy. There was a Millfield side that had, what, Callum Sheedy, Wales international, Adam Hastings, Scotland international, Tom Whiteley, Leicester Tigers starting scrum half, Alex Coombs, Scotland sevens player. That was their back line. We're not even getting onto the forwards. They didn't make a final. Like, you've got to be good, and you've got to be lucky, and you've got to play well at the right time. Like, this is one of the hardest competitions at any level out there, I'd say. But I quite like to see Harry go well. You know, I like history. I don't really like underdogs. Is that bad to say?
I think it's atypical, yeah.
For me, I don't want to see Italy win the Six Nations. I want the best to do well, because I really like seeing good players do good things. don't get me wrong, I don't mind.
I guess there's a difference from an underdog to an unknown. So if there's someone comes in completely unknown and absolutely smashes it, then that's a sort of a success story that's really lovely and great. I think that was the case with Jess when they had so much success in the 14s a few years ago.
And it's, oh, don't get me wrong, it's always a great story as well, isn't it?
Well, here the age-old question exists of who would win in a match between the under-18 festival winners and the under-18 cup winners.
That has been a contentious issue, which, you know, we've looked to redress somewhat this year with some of our movement across from the VARS entries to the under-18s cup. And hopefully, Joe, we're going to find out in due course.
Hopefully so. We allowed to talk about it?
I think so,
I think we can talk about it. Yeah, so in a continuation of the National School Sevens, a return to Roslyn, we're going to be putting on a University Sevens on the 7th of June, which includes the lion's share of the Buck Super Rugby sides, plus a couple of others as well, who are vying to join the highest echelons of the league. It's only going to be a men's tournament this year because, unfortunately, there's some Six Nations under 20s women's action that's taking place at the time. So kind of calendar wise, it didn't really work out, but we're going to have the best university players in the country in a 1 day and floodlight finish tournament on the 7th of June. And as part of the offering, at The Rock, at Rossin Park RFC, the home of Rossin Park RFC, we are hoping to have an exhibition match between the winners of the VARS and the winners of the Cup. So we can finally put to bed who rules the Rossin Park Sevens roost. Is it the VARS champions or the Cup champions?
It's well summarised. I think we're salivating at the opportunity to witness not only that match and that matchup, but also actually formalising this university's tournament. And as you say, what an unbelievable lineup of teams we've got coming can only be the start of something beautiful. But it's so exciting, and obviously you're going to be involved in working with us on that project. So
I'm your tournament director, so you'll answer to me.
I think I've moved to executive director or something. Yet to be worked out.
CEO or something.
There's another layer of management I didn't know about.
But yeah, no, so happy to be announcing that, and so excited. I think it's the natural progression for the tournament, for the schools. Have that continuation from the school sevens across to the universities. And it works. It's such a great time on, as you said, Friday, 7th of June, prior to the Premiership final.
Premiership final's the next day.
Yeah.
And we're gonna lean on some schoolmasters to see if after your summer exams, then they might allow you to have a Friday off and come down and see these universities in action as well, because they're going to be the next step on your rugby educational journey. And for those of you who do tune into Buck Super Rugby every Wednesday, the best league in the land, wow, there are some unbelievable players and some incredible rugby. So we're looking forward to bringing all those big sides down to London for 1 day and night only and putting on a bit of a show for you all.
That's going to be awesome. I mean, that's been a couple of years in the making, really, to get that across the line. But it's going to infuse that connection, isn't it, between sort of Rossin Park as a tournament, but also the fact that it's a name and it's a part of your life that does stick with you. There's a reason that every rugby player in the country knows Rossin Park, not just the tournament, but the club, the venue.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is synonymous with, as you say, rugby and Roslyn Park are synonymous. And I think, I played in 93, aging myself, that was in the under 13s competition, I will say, at that stage. So I played in 93. And I think just look, the ability to kind of attract some alumni down and actually sort of really make it a festival for them, a reconnection with some of their old teammates or I just think it's a wonderful thing. So I'm just really, really pumped for that. I think it's going to be incredible. As you say, bridging that gap, having the kids coming down and enjoying the day as well will be amazing. So really, really excited.
Cup versus Vars as well.
That's big. It's going to be streamed as well.
Yeah.
Sorts out some questions, doesn't it? Sorts out some questions. No, it's very exciting. It's a very exciting month, this month of March. You know, I've been at tournament after tournament, and all we talk about at every tournament is this is another step on the ladder on the road to the Howard and Rossum Park National School Sevens. It's just every little step on the way, and now suddenly you're into March, and these aren't little steps, these are big steps. Tomorrow we've got the Surrey Sevens. Everyone there is just prepping. They're just peaking to be here at the Rossum Park National School Sevens. It's going to be an absolutely spectacular week, and then a spectacular night on Friday the 7th of June. It's going to be well worth waiting for. It's been a while coming, but we're ready for it. But any last little bits and pieces from you, Higgy? Got Howden, very excited to have them on board.
Super excited for Howden. I think it's just that partnership over 4 years is going to be incredible. I want to say thank you to you, Angus, and Next Gen 15 for everything you've done so far, and really looking forward to getting this, I guess, first time we've done the complete coverage together. So really grateful for you guys, your involvement. And I think the additional bits that hopefully viewers will see over the tournament week will be well received. And I just want to say thanks to all the teams and the schools that have registered. And we cannot wait to see you.
Tell you what, I'm so excited to be involved sort of more closely this year as well. This is going to be, I think, I was working this out the other day, it's going to be my 10th time doing some sort of work at the Rossum Park National School Sevens. And it's been, you know, bits and bobs increasing here and there. To be able to come in now and really help you guys just push this as far and as wide as we can is the culmination of a lot of hard work, but it's also just the culmination of a bit of a dream of just like, what can we make school rugby and what can we make this tournament? And I honestly think we're just dropping the ocean time at the moment. We can go, this can be, well, it already is huge, but this can be people coming from across the globe to come and witness it because it's that spectacular, because it is that spectacular. Us three know that. We've seen so many of these. We've witnessed so many of them. It's just, the stand is incredible, but more than anything, and the bit I always emphasise, the sort of emotional roller coaster that people go through on this tournament is just unlike anything else you see. That's why I brought up that final last time, because it was just like, it felt like, as we sort of said, a culmination of just like, wow, like these guys have really done something here. It was awesome. But Burnsy, any bits from you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, just a little admin bit actually, that if your school are on broadcast, if you're on RE1 or RE2, then put pressure on your schoolmaster, mistress or responsible adult to fill in the team sheet, get the numbers on your jerseys right, give us a bit of info and make sure that piece of paper is delivered to either the commentary tower or the control. Okay, that means if you do something magic, then you get your name shouted out on commentary and you'd be immortalised on the Howden Rossum Park National School Sevens stream forevermore. So put pressure on them, make sure you get those details to us, and we want to celebrate all your big moments.
In addition to that, please don't swap your shirt with your mate because his one fits you slightly better. There's nothing worse than getting a big try called out for your mate when it was really you that did it. It's just no worse feeling on earth. We've all been there. But hey, thanks guys for joining me. It's been really cool to chat. I think the excitement now is just at fever pitch. In fact, I've just written a piece on today, and my opening line is that the much anticipated Howden Rossum Park National School Sevens is now almost upon us, and the excitement is at fever pitch. We are ready to go, and I can't wait to get going. So Monday the 18th of March, it all kicks off. 5 days of big sevens, a little 2 month relaxation. And then on the 7th of June, off we go again. Can't wait. Cheers for joining me, guys.
Thanks, buddy.